It could be said that this year's Wimbledon upsets were unprecedented, but that could also be said of what happened at Wimbledon 40 years ago. Virtually all the world's top male tennis players boycotted the sports showpiece. Matthew Futterman of the Wall Street Journal has written about the curious tournament that resulted. Matthew, welcome back to Only a Game.
Oh, thanks for having me.
In your article titled The Wimbledon Boycott of 73, you write, nearly all of the top 70 players withdrew from the tournament. What led Arthur Ashe, Ken Rosewall, John Newcomb et al. To boycott?
Well, what had happened was Niki Pilic, who was from the former Yugoslavia, had decided to play in a professional tournament on a May weekend rather than playing in a Yugoslav Davis Cup tie against New Zealand. It probably would have been okay, except somehow the Kiwis beat the Yugoslavs 3-2. And once that happened, the Yugoslavian Tennis Federation blamed the whole thing on Niki Pilic not playing, and they suspended him for the rest of the year. Wimbledon decided to honor the suspension and said he's not going to be able to play in our tournament. And with that, the fledgling Association of Tennis Professionals decided to threaten a boycott over the right to play whenever they wanted and wherever they wanted.
All right, so 70 players basically boycotted Wimbledon in protest. Why didn't Ely Nastasi and Jimmy Connors go along with that boycott? Were they anti-union?
Jimmy Connors didn't go along with the boycott because he was kind of a rebel and an upstart and very sort of untrusting of organizations like the ATP, an organization he later sued. And so, in effect, crossed the picket line. Now, if you ask Niki Pilic, he will tell you that all those excuses are lame and that the only reason these players played was because they saw an opportunity to win the most illustrious event.
In a seriously depleted field, obviously.
Yeah, right. But, you know, the thing is, 40 years later, a lot of people have forgotten about how depleted that field was. So they look at the record books and they see Jan Kodish was the 1973 Wimbledon champion, and it's the rare record book that would even bother to put an asterisk in there to say it. And I bet if you go over to Jan Kodish's house for dinner, he's not going to tell you about how lame the field was, and instead I'll show you his Wimbledon trophy.
So the tournament, of course, did go on. Where did the International Tennis Federation find the players to fill out the rest of the draw?
You have American college players, you had amateurs who were playing. They basically took anybody who could swing a racket. Bud Collins, the longtime tennis commentator, says he thinks that they trotted somebody out who he had beaten back when he was sort of a competitive amateur back in the 50s. He certainly isn't paying any compliments to the field.
It was interesting to me that you wrote that the tournament was very well attended. Did the crowd have any problem with the quality of tennis on display?
They don't seem to. What was more important was sort of supporting the establishment. I mean, here were these sort of upstart players staging this boycott, and there was sort of a how dare they sensibility to all of this. You know, how dare they want such freedom and not go along with our rules? So the British media, the British public, obviously the All England Club, was just hugely against the players. They did not win, you know, the battle of public perception in this in any way. What they won was the war, and that they gained their freedom very shortly thereafter.
Yeah, so given the shape of tennis going forward after Wimbledon 73, it would be fair to conclude the boycott was a success.
It's a huge success. I mean, this was the moment where tennis really sort of grew up. The players no longer had to listen to their federations and could go anywhere and play whenever they wanted and wherever they wanted. And the federations were, you know, scared out of their wits by this sort of boycott. And, you know, the suspension was lifted. There was no way the U.S. Open was going to allow something like this to happen. And it's basically been pretty smooth sailing for tennis players ever since. The players that are competing in Wimbledon, the purse is about $35 million.
Matthew Futterman's article, The Wimbledon Boycott of 73, appeared in the Wall Street Journal last week. Matthew, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thanks for having me.